702.
What's going viral
with Kabazela?
What's going viral with Jonathan Kabazela Fairbairn is brought to you by Vodacom Red. We're all here. Begingela is in the house. Kabazela is in the house.
Fire, fire, fire.
Don't start. All right. How do you deal with corruption?
Yes, so, you know, you would think maybe there's a complex answer to dealing with corruption, but there is a clip that is going around, and I'm not sure where it took place, but it's by a man called Kishore Mabubani, and he's the professor in practice of public policy at the National University of Singapore. And people seem to be quite taken aback by what he said and impressed by what he said with how you deal with corruption. So let's take a listen to what he had to say on how you deal with corruption.
That if you want to, in a sense, eliminate corruption in a society, and we all want to eliminate corruption in a society, the most effective way to do it is to make sure you don't punish people at the bottom, you punish people at the top. I'll tell you one story. In the 1960s, when Singapore was a very poor country then, our per capita income was 500. A government minister was invited by a businessman to go on holiday. Just a holiday. No bribe. He and his family went on holiday with the businessman. He came back. He was arrested, charged, went to jail. After that, no more corruption. Because it's a very powerful signal that is sent when you go off to someone at the top. So Singapore's experience, and it's actually quite remarkable how you have almost zero corruption in Singapore, is because we decided that the example must come from the top.
Come from the top. Now, I know you played it yesterday,
yeah.
But I thought it was worth playing again because it seems to have started going around. So I don't know if you had any influence to do with that, Mr. Bailey.
Oh, is what you're saying? We've made this video go viral. Oh my gosh, such a cop. Yeah, I mean, look, it's worth playing and it's worth listening to for anybody who didn't hear it yesterday. And I think if you did, you wouldn't mind hearing it again, because we need to get that message out that the culture, the thinking, the paradigm shift that needs to happen when it comes to corruption in South Africa.
It's not rocket science.
It's absolutely huge. All right. The freezing pants challenge.
Yeah, this is a cool one. Obviously, the Midwest and the US, we've seen some of the stuff that's come out there with, you know, taking the boiling water and throwing it into the air and it turns to powder. Some people's, you know, they're creating frozen hair and they're creating these mohawks. And now you've got the freezing pants challenge, where you take a pair of jeans, you wet the jeans, soak it, and then you take it outside and then the jeans freeze. And people are sharing their videos of the freezing
pants.
What
do you do with the frozen pants?
You just put it in the snow and they basically stand up there, you know, there's nothing inside them, and,
okay,
and they stand up and people are making certain, you know, little playful scenes and so on. So it's quite a nice thing to watch. Clearly, they are very bored and have got nothing better to do in the snow.
All right, final one. A choir of drunk people what absolutely nail the Backstreet Boys. I want
quite a cool song from that back then. So it's called the pub choir. And what they do is they'll go to various pubs, in Brisbane, and they'll get a whole bunch of random people that are in this pub, and then they teach them a song, and they have 90 minutes to teach them a song, and they obviously set them apart into high and low harmonies, et cetera, et cetera. And at the end of it, you've got this amazing sound, coming from a whole bunch of random people who are not professional singers, are not, you know, they don't know each other from a ball of soap. So, take a listen to, I Want It, That Way, from the Backstreet Boys in a pub with a couple of beers in you.
Oh,
I started singing Backstreet Boys songs in my pub, I'd be banned.
Yeah, and don't do it at the pub, don't do it here at work. I suppose we could ask the question, what's the most fun? Because that just sounds like a whole bunch of fun, right?
Yeah, you should see the video, it's really cool.
What's the most fun you've ever had with a group of strangers? Maybe you were touring somewhere in the world, maybe you're away from home in a foreign country, or maybe in another city, and you were at the right place at the right time with a whole bunch of strangers, and you had a whale of a time. We'll take your calls on that on 011-883-0702. I suspect it wasn't at Bushiri's church. Now, calling all Amakhosi fans, Vodacom is about to paint Fourways Farmers Market red on the 9th of February. So be part of this exclusive viewing experience of the Soweto Derby alongside the legendary Lucas Radebe. And it's exclusive to Vodacom Red customers only. Register your entry to join the hashtag Soweto Derby Red experience at redrewards.co.za. Vodacom Red, for those who expect more.